I'm at home today because I have COVID, and that sucks, but whatever, all right? So I still need to isolate because that's what my wife and family want me to do. So I have spent the entire morning.
You should have isolated in here. You know I don't mind.
No, I know you don't mind, but trust me, there are people at the radio station that do mind. Rich Ackerman! So
Ryan Hurley.
Oh, yeah, him too. So I've been home, like, analyzing a video over and over and over again, and maybe we'll address this later once you analyze the video, too.
Okay.
And that video is Donald Trump and Barack Obama.
Oh, I saw it at the Jimmy Carter memorial service?
At Jimmy Carter's funeral, yeah.
Yes.
Basically, no one wants to talk to each other. Bill Clinton looks miserable. George Bush doesn't look miserable. He's just in his own world, but right. That's what W does. Kamala looks miserable. Biden looks like he's on another planet. And Trump is saying something to Obama, and Obama's cracking up. And I've got a lot of tweets I will read to you later from some of my followers because I put the video out and said, what is he saying to President Obama?
We need to know what they're laughing about.
I need to know. And so I'll read some of them to you later, but one that did jump out at me that was very, very funny was... what Trump said to Obama, and then Morash said he doesn't care anymore that the Mets got Soto.
Juan Soto.
Oh, you can tell your followers. Trolling Sean from afar.
Well, I was proud of my followers because very few people made it political. They understood the humor in
it.
So they really had funny answers that, you know, excluded the whole, hey, let's just have tribal warfare when it comes to politics. So, but I can't let's get enough of this video.
Let's make politics boring again, please.
Yes. Let's get to your calls. Tiki Barber made a very compelling point to begin this show. Rewind on the Odyssey app if you missed it, that Pete Alonso's got to think long and hard about the ramifications of if he leaves New York. We understand he's a free agent. He has every right to go wherever he wants to go, sign wherever he wants to sign. But being here in New York and finishing your career with one team, it elevates you. David Wright leaves in the middle of his career to go to Philadelphia or go to St. Louis. It's different.
Right.
Tiki leaves in the middle of his career to go to Tampa to hang out with Rondé. It's different.
My golf game would be a lot better.
It would be. No, you're right. But I don't know how you're viewed here. You're viewed positively, but not like the legend you are.
I wouldn't
be
hosting the show with you. I wouldn't be on WFAN.
It's a fair point.
I'd be doing something else or nothing like Ronnie does down in Tampa, except for play golf and work for charities, which is a good thing, obviously. He does some things, but you know what I mean.
So think about this, Pete Alonso. If you want to have a shot to replace Boomer many years down the road for the Alonso and Geo show, then you need to stay in New York. That's the bottom line. Let's get to your calls. Got a lot of football to get to, including some breaking news involving quarterbacks in college and their futures. We'll get to 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Jackson, New Jersey. How are you, John?
John, what's up, man?
Hello, John.
I hear you, John, but you're not talking. John, what's up, man? John.
All right.
Going once. John, going twice.
All right, see you later. Let's go to Mike in Staten Island. How are you, Mike?
Mike, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, what's happening? Why is nobody ready? Can they not hear us?
I
think that might be what it is. So we'll put you on hold, Mike, and we'll get someone to
figure out. You're telling me we got caller screening software? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, the behind-the-scenes thing that just occurred here is something happened on the other side of that glass. I don't know if it was Loogie or Sean.
Sean definitely unplugged something back here. This is internal sabotage, clearly, by Maresh.
You know what it is? He's so excited because Igor Shesterkin is back for the, for the Rangers.
You're damn right.
They're about to get their ass kicked by the New Jersey Devils in a get-right game for the Devils who've lost four in a row. And he's tripping over stuff back there and cutting off all the caller's ability to get in touch with us.
Yeah, I do blame Sean. I agree with you.
Sean,
by the way,
it's your fault.
Peanut butter stuck in the phone bank. That's my bad.
During the last commercial break, I put together a coalition. And I don't mean a coalition of Nick haters. I mean a coalition of New York legends that may have to have an intervention with Pete Alonso.
Ooh, wow.
Obviously, you've already started it off. And David Wright started it off yesterday. But listen to this coalition of New York legends that coalesce around Pete Alonso and tell him the good and the bad of staying and leaving. You ready? Tiki Barber.
Yep.
David Wright, Michael Strahan, Eli Manning, Daryl Strawberry, because Daryl tells him about the evils of leaving, and then Robinson Cano.
Wait, so this is a hypothetical.
This coalition. Is a hypothetical coalition of people.
Well, I mean, two of them have already done it, so.
That's right. You and David have already done it, but
all we got to do is get Eli and Strahan on board.
And Daryl and Cano, I think, are important because they're two guys that would admit. Daryl's already admitted it. I'm not sure Robbie has. That leaving New York was the worst decisions in their careers. Like, Daryl's already said it. I think with Daryl, it runs deeper than that. He went home to L.A., obviously had a lot of problems off the field, and I think going home was not necessarily the best thing for him.
Right.
But that's a part of it.
But he also only admitted it when he came back, right, when they retired his number.
I had heard him admit it a few years before that, so it wasn't like that was breaking news when he did the retirement ceremony a year ago. I think he became more reflective after his career is over, and that's when I think you finally understand this stuff. I think while your career is going on, like when Robbie was in Seattle, and maybe even still now with Robbie Cano, because he is, Teak, he's a great example that's sort of underrated in this. Robinson Cano won a championship with the New York Yankees. Now, granted, the Yankees winning one title is sometimes not enough, just ask A-Rod. But
what do you mean, just ask A-Rod? A-Rod has his jersey, his number, retired right here in the Mike Francisa WFAN studio.
Yeah, but not at, you know, the Yankee Stadium.
Okay, but isn't it good enough to be in here and retired? I'd love to have my number retired at some point in WFAN studios.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
They've run out of rooms to dedicate to people, so
well, we
maybe
did.
I can get my jersey. This is Tiki Barber.
We didn't retire your number, but one thing we do have hanging from the WFAN studio, the Mike Francesa studio, is you dressed in a Breece Hall Jets jersey.
It is.
Is that not enough for you?
I mean, I guess it works. It's the right number.
Exactly.
No, it's not the right number. Well,
I guess it's not the right number.
It is, because I kind of look like Rondé these days because I've lost so much weight, and Rondé wore number 20. So I could just lie to people and say, that's not me, that's Rondé.
There you go. I think in Cano's case, like, he's a homegrown Yankee.
Right.
He wins a world championship as one of the key players, and he's putting together a Hall of Fame career. And then he leaves.
Yeah.
And, like, I think when he left, the belief was, you know what? You got the most money, we understand. There was some bitterness towards him. I'm not saying everybody was rah-rah, but it's not like he went to a rival, and the Mariners offered a great amount of money. But now Robbie Cano, when you think about where he stands in Yankee history, it's not that he's hated, but it's like a shrug of the shoulders.
Right.
If he spent his entire career here, don't you think it's different?
It's funny, it's because it's almost an indifference. It's a respect for what he did when he accomplished here, but there's a little bit of an indifference here. And in fact, he only comes up when talking about free agents that left. And it becomes, well, the Yankees only let free agents go that they didn't want.
Right.
And, like, that's his claim with the Yankees, is he was the free agent that they didn't want to keep and they let walk. And
right.
They can buy and pay for any free agent you want. The one they didn't want was Robbie Cano. So he went and made his money elsewhere. So, I mean, it's a shame because it's not what he should be known for here, but it is what he's known for because he left.
Well, and that's the interesting thing. Like, Sean, when you think of Robbie Cano, who was a really good Yankee. I mean, if you take his numbers to begin his Yankee career and you compare it to Pete Alonso's numbers, Robbie Cano's numbers were better.
And did win a championship, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he won a championship. Now, again, the Yankees are a little different because you've won a lot of championships.
Right. Sure.
But if Robbie stays, even if the same stuff unfolds, the steroid stuff, which we can't ignore, don't you think the way you view him would be very different than the way you view him now?
Absolutely, and I'll add to that, let's not be hypocritical, Yankee fans, we've turned our eye to plenty of other guys who have been connected to steroids or PEDs, so yes, of course we'd view him differently. He'd be ours, we'd jump to his defense at every turn as a result of that, too.
That is the big difference, and I know it's tough in the midst of free agency because you're thinking about respect and you're thinking about money, and so if you're Pete, you know, you're going to get a lot of money no matter what in terms of real-life worth, but you kind of view it as respect, and I understand that. But the way you're viewed over the next 5 years or 10 years or after your career is over, this is the fork in the road he's facing. Because it is one way, beloved New York Met, versus, yeah, he was here for a bunch of years and he was pretty good and he had that majestic home run. And then he left and he bounced into obscurity. And that's the odds are of what happens if he leaves. He kind of bounces into obscurity.
You know, it's interesting. I'd love to hear from Pete Alonso. Recently, I don't know the last time he addressed anybody, but I wonder what his, like, the priority is for him, because I don't know necessarily. I know what Scott Boras says, but but I don't know what Pete Alonso says. Well, you know what I mean? Like, is it the money? Is it I want to create a legacy? Is it I like being in whatever, this part of the world? Let's say I want to stay in New York because I like being a New Yorker type of thing. Like, I don't know what's important to Pete Alonso. And if it doesn't align, then I could see him going elsewhere. But if it aligns with the New York Yankees, I mean, New York Mets in this area of the country, the fan base, and money is just kind of somewhere on the line, but not the top of the line. Like, Juan Soto, it was money, right? We knew it was right. It was right up there near the top. With Pete Alonso, I don't know if that's the case. Now, maybe by hiring Boris, he is saying money is the most important thing, but I think that's the wrong way to go about it, especially in a baseball ecosphere that isn't necessarily just freely giving out money to everybody. They give it to the guys that earn it and then deserve it, but they're not going to give it to everybody. We saw that last offseason, and now we're seeing it with Pete Alonso.